Kia ora, I'm NZ Beer Babe. Welcome to my podcast station. This is episode number 2. Top of the agenda in the brewing world is exporting. Earlier this year, a collective was formed called the New Zealand Craft Beer Collective. They consist of brewers, Tuatara, along with 4 other leading breweries, Yeasty Boys, Renaissance, 3 Boys Brewing, and 8 Wide Brewing Co. This collective has also been backed by Wellington investment firm Rangatira. The breweries have realised that if they want to truly break into the overseas markets and leave a real mark, they will need to band together. In New Zealand, wine exports are worth over $1.6 billion, according to the Wine New Zealand website. Our most fastest growing beer exporting market, Asia, has only exported $2.7 million last year. So you can see, in terms of money and volume, we still have a long way to go in the craft beer market when it comes to breaking into international markets. The breweries have realised that there is real power in banding together. This is a sentiment shared by Stu McKinley, the collective's UK spokesperson, who says, "We realise there is real benefit in the collective power of our brands and the great portfolio our flagship beers create together." After the break, join me to investigate further how difficult or easy it's going to be to break into the international markets. Welcome back to my podcast. This is part 2 of my episode, Beer Exporting. Rob Sinkick, the regional manager of ANZ, was quoted in the National Business Review publication saying, "As the sector transforms from cottage industry to corporate, this passion must be matched with business skills." Now, in that article, he was referring to the exporting of beer and the birth of that. It alludes to what I was saying in my previous podcast, that a lot of brewers have come into this with very little business experience. And so as one sector of their business grows bigger, others may actually suffer because it is quite difficult to be proficient in every section of your business and to understand it and be able to execute it well. So this is a very important point, because I think this is exactly the reason why the New Zealand Craft Beer Collective, which consists, I'll say it again, Tuatara, Yeasty Boys, Renaissance, and 3 Boys Brewing, and Number 8 Y, have gotten together. Because they know that individually, they stand less of a chance as to achieving that ultimate goal of ending up on every beer list in every top restaurant around the world. They need each other to be able to put their marketing dollars together and market themselves together as a portfolio, and they will gain far more leverage within the market, and they'll be able to penetrate deeper into the exporting markets. Now, I know I make it sound like there's not a lot of exporting going on from New Zealand craft beer. That's not what I'm saying at all. I'm just saying that it's a very small export amount that we're currently doing. Very, very small in comparison to some of our other industries. I mean, it's no comparison. Even to the wine industries, to dairy, there's just no comparison. So we're really at the infantile stage of trying to get craft beer out into the international markets. According to the ANZ report that was released not so long ago, a couple of weeks ago, 25 breweries are currently exporting to 40 offshore markets. So 25 is just a handful. It makes me wonder though, if this NZ Craft Beer Collective manages to become successful and complete all their goals, what will that mean for New Zealand craft beer on the world stage? Will it mean what's kind of happened with the wine industry, that when you walk into, you know, the popular places or the notable places, you're going to see the usual suspects? You're going to see the Villa Maria's on there, the Pegasus Bays, and you sort of don't see anyone else. You see, you know, five or six brands throughout the whole of the world when it comes to New Zealand wine, and the rest of the brands have just fallen along the wayside. I sort of do get the feeling that this is what they're trying to achieve. Of course, that would be the point for the New Zealand Craft Beer Collective, is to have those five brands being the prominent ones on the export market. But there's plenty of other brands that are producing beer that are just as good or better than them. Do we want to be represented in that way? I guess it's not for us as just the consumer to say. It's up to the other competitors to get themselves together and think, okay, look, we want to focus on this, and we want that goal for us to be the ones that are, you know, the five or six top always repeated ones, and that the world knows of and can associate with. I also wondered that, as the New Zealand Craft Beer Collective, could this be in the future a birth of a corporation? Could one start buying out the other? Will this be the beginning of the new Lionel DB of the New Zealand craft world on the international stage? These are all possibilities that have to be looked into, because we've had a craft beer revolution, and I think that it's such a rapid changing environment and scene that you sort of, you don't know what's going to happen. People that sell, you didn't think that they were going to sell for various reasons. And I can't help but sort of to turn my attention when I read this other comment by Rob Simkick, the regional ANZ manager, that made me kind of think to the sales of breweries, even though he was commenting on exporting. And he says, developing brewer management skills and investing in sound planning will be key to uncapping craft beer's full potential. And it kind of reminded me of brands that have decided to sell to bigger companies. And one of the reasons that I understand was not only for personal reasons, wanting to spend more time with family, from the ones that have all recently moved on. It wasn't just a pure money incentive for them. Important factors were the business was growing too big. But that also poses the question that, are these brewing companies that are now starting to export, or really, you know, heading into second gear with their strategy and their planning for export, are they wearing shoes that are a little bit too big for them? That's why when it comes to the Craft Beer Collective, I applaud them. I think that's pure genius for them to band together and say, hey, we've got big dreams, big goals, let's get together, let's make it work, because there's going to take more than just one. You know, one brain is sometimes, in some cases, not enough. And in my time, I've been very lucky to meet very talented businessmen and women, and it absolutely takes a certain personality and it takes a certain breed of a person to achieve big things in business. Not everybody is cut out for greatness, exceptional greatness in business. So when you're undertaking a task like we want to export into major international markets and the competition, which, you know, a lot of people, I read an article last week stating that Lion and DB are purposely trying to push out, you know, the craft beer breweries out of the market, off the shelf. Well, you know, welcome to the real world. It's like this on the domestic market. Just imagine what you'd be facing on the international market. And like I said, especially coming from backgrounds where not everybody is a business person. In fact, actually, I think that one of the few beer companies, craft beer companies I know that do come from, or do have business people, very, very experienced business people in it, is someone like Moa. So it's no easy task. And from what I've seen, Moa kind of operates on a different plane. They're very different. I almost, when it comes to the craft beer scene, I almost wouldn't say that they are. I'd almost plant them in the market as a premium beer, which to me, depending on your definition of craft beer, but to me, I don't really feel like they are craft beer makers. I feel like I would say that they're a premium beer. But that's debatable. I'm not quite sure. I'm pretty sure that they class themselves as craft beer people. But again, like I said, craft beer, what's the definition? Welcome back to my podcast. This episode on beer exporting. I'd like to say a big congratulations to Tuatara, Yeasty Boys Renaissance, Three Boys Brewing and Eight Wide Brewing Co. on having the initiative and smarts to band together and use your brand power to step out onto the world stage with finesse. As a proud New Zealander, it makes me so excited to the core to know that the world will be having a taste of New Zealand very, very soon. And to the other breweries that are in the planning stage or strategic stages of wanting to get out onto the international market, we from the beer community want you to know that we're right behind you. The more out there on that stage, the better it is for New Zealand as a whole. Till next time, join me on my podcast to know what's hot, what's not, and insights into the business world and the social brewing scene of New Zealand craft beer. If you'd like to contact me, please email me on nzbeerbabe@gmail.com. I'd love to hear from you. Till then, ciao.